In a major decision this week, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has upheld the Department of Natural Resources' authority to enforce the spills law in cases involving PFAS contamination. This reverses an earlier Court of Appeals ruling, delivering a victory for environmental advocates and public health. The lawsuit, brought by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce in 2021, challenged the DNR's regulatory powers. For over 4 years, Midwest environmental advocates filed briefs supporting the state's environmental protections. Doug Oitzinger, a community member involved with the case, applauded the ruling.
The DNR has been doing since 2016 when this was reported to them. It has been confirmed that it was proper, it was following the law, and the DNR will continue to give direction to Tyco on remediation and mitigation of the PFAS contamination that they caused. Potentially, I think it has an impact on the biosolid spreading that took place out in Porterfield and other surrounding townships, because Tyco's really dug their heels in and hasn't been doing anything on this, and I think this gives a little more strength to the DNR to order additional testing and remediation.
Environmental groups like Save Our Water praised the decision, stating it preserves long-standing protections that have shielded Wisconsinites from toxic contamination for nearly half a century. While not a direct party in the suit, Save Our Water fully backed this outcome.
WMC, they have fought tooth and nail at every turn to prevent any kind of regulation, any involvement of the DNR, any kind of groundwater standards on PFAS. They basically represent the corporate polluters in the state of Wisconsin. And I understand they're trying to protect profits. I'm interested in trying to protect people, and those things seem to be at odds with the WMC. So I don't think they should have brought that lawsuit. They were attempting to overturn 50 years of environmental law in the state of Wisconsin, and I'm happy that the Supreme Court said, no, you're wrong. We have an obligation. We have a law that says when hazardous materials are spilled, the responsible party has to clean it up and mitigate what's going on.
For Wisconsin residents, the Supreme Court's decision is being hailed as a crucial win for clean water and public safety. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.